I'm here with Karen Bentley, who David Chadwick captured on camera in the Mayflower Club in the early 80s, and she's going to tell me a bit about her time visiting the clubs and being into music in Manchester. So, Karen, were you a regular at the Mayflower?
Yes, every week.
And I'm right in thinking that was in Gorton, is that right?
Yeah.
That kind of area, Reddish, yeah, Gorton, yeah, yeah. And what kind of place was it?
Bit of a dive, but fantastic for bands, live bands, brilliant, from what I remember.
Is that the main thing you went there for, to listen to bands, really?
All the time, yeah.
And what did people do? I mean, people have this image of punks kind of pogoing and gobbing at the stage. Was it like that, or...?
Yeah, there was a lot of pogoing, dancing, the gobbing at the stage bit. There was bits went on, which wasn't something I quite liked, to be honest. Got to know the bands quite often. You mingled with the bands, so, yeah, it was really good.
So it's quite a low-key kind of place. It's quite easy to meet people after they'd played, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the bands, the bigger bands, once they got known, then obviously you couldn't really get to chat to them, but I've got lots of photos from there.
That's great. And you used to go along there with a gang of friends. I mean, this photo we've got of you, there's a whole bunch of you. Was that a regular thing?
A lot more than what's on that photo. There was lots of us. We'd walk down, I think it's at Hardwick Road on the way, got beat up by Perry Boys, numerous occasions.
That was regular, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because they didn't like the way you looked,
yes,
basically?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And did that bother you, or did you feel fairly defiant about it?
Very defiant. It's like, just because someone doesn't like the way I dress, he's not going to change my mind on the way I dress.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what kind of music did you go there to listen to? Can you give me a few examples of bands that you saw?
Ooh. Exploited, GBH, Discharge, Crass, later The Damned, Dead Kennedys. There's loads, I can't remember a lot of them.
That's a really good range of bands from that time though, isn't it? Yeah. And for them to be that accessible, you could just go along. Was it quite cheap to get in, or?
I can't remember prices, to be honest. No. But I reckon it was, yeah.
And what do you remember about being part of really what was one of the big subcultures of the 70s, wasn't it? I mean, what was it appealed to you about being part of that?
More the music, and I didn't like the way I looked as normal, and then I got into the punk scene and people just accept you for the way you are. It's like being part of a family. I just loved it. I miss it now.
Well, you're still quite a part of it from what you've told me. You've been to festivals recently, haven't you, for similar bands?
Been to Rebellion, the last Rebellion. Absolutely loved it. I felt like I was 18 again. Felt like it was back there, dancing, pogoing, you know, really joining in. Loved it.
That's brilliant. And you were telling me that actually at the time, similar time to this photo being taken, you were featured in The Sun because you went to work dressed as a punk and you were determined to stick to your identity.
Yeah, there was an advertisement wanting people to ring up if they went to work in clothes that they wanted to go to work in and not conforming to any particular style. And everyone at work was going, ring them up. So I did, and they come and took photographs and put an article, and it was the centre page of The Sun in 83. So, yeah.
Must have been really exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a laugh as well, because, you know, I wasn't, to me, I just do what I do. I'm not bothered over somebody coming and interviewing me with it. It was just what I wanted to do at the time.
But it was great that you were standing up for your right to do that. So you probably set other people an example, which is really good.
Absolutely. You know, I've had my hair so many colours. It's amazing I've still got hair.
So how long did you carry on going to the clubs for? Did it kind of carry on for a while? Did you go to a range of other places?
It was a number of years. I can't remember exactly. But we also sort of took over a pub in Ancoats. It was called the Ancoats. And I can't remember, there was a gig on, it was cancelled. So we all decided, right, we'll go to a pub, found this pub, got on great with the landlord and landlady. They loved us to bits. And basically the pub was all punks. And we'd have punk music on and everything and got on really well with landlord and landlady. But then they had to give up the pub because of Perry Boys smashing the windows, because they knew we were in there. So unfortunately, they had to give it up and they wouldn't tell us where they were moving to.
That's such a shame.
Really sad, yeah.
And everyone assumes that it was the punks that caused the trouble, don't they? And
absolutely,
it seems such a shame. You were having a great time there.
Yeah, we never caused trouble. We were just all together enjoying ourselves.
And how long did you manage to kind of keep in touch with the gang for? Did it just peter out over time? Or?
Yeah, it all fizzled out. There's odd people I kept in touch with. And then, oh God, I can't remember what year, but I set up a Facebook group called Punks 3 or 4 years ago, maybe, and started finding people again on there. It was hard because I only knew certain people by their nickname. And then we all started meeting up. So, yeah, met up with quite a few of them.
Oh, that's really good. So you've actually caught up with people more recently.
Yeah, and it's been really good, yeah.
That's great. And what else have you been up to since? Because it's a while ago since the picture was taken now, isn't it?
Well, I carried on working at Norweb for 18 years until I was made redundant. Then I had a couple more jobs. Then I moved to the RAC in Stretford and I've been working there. But I bought my own house while I was a punk, when I was 22. Yeah, I took out a mortgage, so... And then I sold that and moved to a better house. And, yeah, I've got a child who's now 24.
Wow, so yeah. Life's moved on quite a bit. But in some ways, you've still got the same interests and you still do some of the same stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple of local bands who play. One's called Glam 69 and one's called 28 Years Later. They play all the old punk stuff. Yeah, I'm still up there dancing, going to see them. So, yeah, love seeing live bands.
That's great. Oh, it's really great to hear that the spirit of punk's still alive in Manchester as well.
Certainly is. Still a lot of us.
Thanks a lot, Karen. That's great.